This Saturday morning with 4-H on the air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op. The Older Youth Council in Eau Claire County is joining us now. And up first, we have one of our veteran members, Allison Olson. And Allison, it's been a busy year. It's your senior year in high school, too.
Yeah, it's been very busy, but lots of fun.
So what do you want to do after school? You're going to be graduating here in May, June. What's going to happen after that?
Yeah, I'll be attending UW-Madison this fall and going for pre-business.
Ooh, and what do you want to do after that? What kind of business do you want to get into?
Well, eventually I want to kind of go into the music business, so kind of working for the financial or legal side of the arts. Okay. So that's kind of the goal right now, but that might change. So.
And do you want to be a singer someday too?
No, just kind of on the more business side of
huh?
the arts. Yeah.
All right, so no singing today then.
No.
Well, let's talk about stuff that's going on with your 4-H club. You guys are doing something that's really nice, a pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about the history behind it. How did it get started and what's it for?
Yeah, so this is the 15th anniversary of the Sarah Nelson Memorial Pancake Breakfast. It started about 15 years ago, and we had a member, Sarah Nelson, and she had childhood cancer, but then thankfully she overcame that. But then tragically, when she was 17, she passed away from a car accident.
Oh.
And so this is a memorial to her, and she loved pancakes, and she brought really for life to the Older Youth Council, and so we wanted to continue her legacy and by this fundraiser. So
okay, so you said it's the 15th year. How did it get started? Was it because she started it, or did a group of people decide, hey, let's get together and do this in memorial for her? How did that, what was the thought behind it?
Yeah, it was kind of like just a group of us. I mean, it was before my generation, but a group of people just really wanted to remember her and remember all the work that she did for Older Youth Council. And so this was just a great way to support a cause and also enjoy some pancakes on a Sunday morning.
And we see you're not in your Cinderella garb. The last time Bob actually talked to you, you were dressed up as Cinderella. Did Prince Charming come?
No, but that's
no
okay.
Prince Charming. All right. Well, there's always later on. You still got a few months yet before you graduate high school. Prince Charming has a chance to show up yet.
Yes, maybe.
All right, Allison. Well, thank you so much. We're going to be hearing from Dakota Rucker now. And Dakota, this pancake breakfast, you have a little bit more information on it. When is it? Where is it? What's all going to be on the menu?
Yeah, so the pancake breakfast itself takes place February 25th from 8 to 1 p.m. at the Pleasant Valley Town Hall in Cleghorn. We have some really great pancakes people can enjoy, sausages, mini muffins, different things like that. If you want to stop by, it's $6 for adults and $4 for kids. Kids under 4 eat free.
Okay, now it's $6 for adults. Is that one plate or is it all you can eat for $6?
All you can eat.
All you can eat. Now who's cooking?
We have the 4-H youth that are cooking, as well as some volunteer firefighters that help us out.
Wow, what a great thing. And that's February 25th. And what are the times again?
8 to 1 p.m.
8 to 1 p.m. And what's all going to be on the menu? We have pancakes, mini muffins, what else?
Sausage, different things like that.
Sausage and milk, of course.
Yes, definitely.
Juice, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and you guys all help with this then too. You guys are all present. What is your jobs there? Do you welcome people, take the money, or do you help serve the people and kind of clean up and stuff?
Yep, all of our youth, you know, have different roles. We have kids that are bringing pancakes from the place where they're cooked. We have kids that are working with the community to do outreach and do different promotions and stuff. We have youth that are cleaning up spots, asking community members if they need anything, can we get you anything else? So it's a really great way for the youth to get involved with this cause, and it's really awesome.
Excellent. Now, how did you become a member of the Older Youth Council? What brought you to wanting to be in the Older Youth?
Mm-hmm. So we currently are allowing 7th grade and up through senior years in high school to be in the Older Youth Council in Eau Claire County. And 4-H is a really great way for youth to come together and share their common interest in agriculture, STEM, different things like that. And it's a really great way to come out of your club and kind of meet with kids your age and have a good time.
Excellent. Now, you said through the senior year, you're a senior. So what are your future plans? What do you want to do? You're a senior in high school. I'm guessing you're not Prince Charming, though. But, you know, what do you want to do after high school?
I'm also attending UW-Madison for pre-business, and I'd like to study eventually brand management, marketing, and data analysis, so that'll be interesting. We'll see what happens after 4 years, but that's the plan for now.
Well, maybe you and Allison can start up a record company together. You guys can do financials and the business side, and now we just got to find some talent. We'll be hearing from Jaden Syverson coming up now, and maybe she's going to be our singer and songwriter for the talent. Now, Jaden, with this pancake breakfast, it also goes with Relay for Life. Tell me a little bit about Relay for Life and how does it incorporate into this pancake breakfast in memorial for Sarah Nelson?
Yes, so all of our profits actually go to the Relay for Life, and I think it's really incredible because it goes further than just donating the money. We have this big event that we do raise a lot of money, a very significant amount, and it's really incredible that all the youth come together to do this. But furthermore, we have members that actually volunteer to serve food at the Survivors Dinner, which is really just an awesome experience to talk to people and just be in your community in that way.
Now, when is the Survivors Dinner? What exactly is that?
So when people are walking in the Relay for Life, if you are a participant, you're a survivor or you're a caretaker for a survivor, I don't really know for sure how it works, but they get meal tickets, and we're able to serve them with that meal ticket.
Now, do you serve them at the pancake breakfast, or is this at a separate dinner?
This is at the Relay for Life. So we actually all go to the event, and we hang out. We enjoy the beautiful night at Phoenix Park, I think, Yeah, we serve them when we're at Phoenix Park.
Wow. And how many years have you been doing this, just yourself? Have you been doing it the full 4 years that you've been part of the Older Youth Council, or even longer?
So the Sarah Nelson Pancake Breakfast, I have participated in the past 5 years. I think there was 1 year I didn't do it. But my first time going to the Relay for Life was last year, and so it was really a beautiful experience for me, and it kind of brought me to tears, honestly. It was really cool to see everybody walking around and everybody coming together for such an amazing cause.
That is an amazing cause. And again, that breakfast and memorial for Sarah Nelson and Relay for Life is on February 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaden, you're a senior now too, so you're going to be done with this Older Youth Council as well. How has your experience been on the Older Youth Council as a whole?
It's just incredible. And I think it goes beyond being a community service person and doing community service, because we actually, when we have meetings, we go to different places. So we've gone to Sacred Heart Hospital, the Technical College, and all sorts of different places where our youth can really get a feel for what the workforce might be like or where they want to go. It just gives ideas beyond what Older Youth Council is.
Excellent. And senior year, you're also graduating, you, Allison, and Dakota. What are your future plans? What do you want to do?
Yeah, so I'm also going to UW-Madison. It's kind of funny that you ask all three of us. But I will actually be a direct admission into the School of Business. And I'm right now going on the marketing track, but that could likely change.
So now we just need a singer-songwriter so we can get into the music industry, start a business, marketing. We're going to have the whole trifecta right here.
Yeah, hopefully we find someone at Madison.
All right, that sounds great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. That's the Eau Claire County Older Youth Council this Saturday morning with 4-H on the air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op.